Hey, welcome everyone to another
Snowpocalyptic edition of the Hour Bomb.
Snowpocalyptic edition, huh?
Yes.
All right. So, hey, first Hour Bomb of 2014. Also,
yeah, right?
Rain or sleet or snow will not keep us from doing this show.
Well, like I put on Facebook, we're kind of like Shelton Benjamin. Ain't no stopping us now.
No,
right.
Sir.
So we are doing the show a little bit differently. If we sound a little bit different, it's because we're not doing our normal show tonight. We've got a foot of snow, at least by my house.
We're about 10 inches up in my house.
And Heath?
Yeah, probably about that same amount, 10 to 12 inches.
Yeah. And so we're doing a show via Skype tonight. So first in the history of the Hour Bomb. So,
we've been snowed out of the Hour Bomb studio, so we are live location in our own homes. Hell, I'm not even wearing pants for this show.
Neither am I. Hell, Esther's giving me a blowjob while I'm doing this. Not really. So anyway, yeah, it wasn't so much of you guys being snowed out. It was I didn't want you guys stuck here because I can't deal with you guys that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did you guys
whatever. You miss seeing our pretty faces.
I kind of do. I kind of do. Hey, did you guys have a good New Year's? Of course you did. You were with me. I got pretty fucked up, and I know Heath got pretty fucked up.
I did not so much because I was sick. But
yeah, you were on your antibiotics, which sucks to be you, buddy.
I had a nice little buzz, but that was, you know, I...
Oh, you can't get too drunk when you're on medicine like that.
Right.
So. I think I had the most drink out of anybody that
oh,
night.
Oh, you did.
I drank responsibly.
Yes, you did. So anyway, yes, welcome to the first edition of 2014 of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Alright, so, yeah, like we were saying, good New Year's. Heath, you left that, bacon gooey butter cake here, just so you know.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
And I gotta ask, Heath, did your Moppers Union get the dental plan for 2014?
Insert flipping bird here.
Oh, that's hilarious, actually. You didn't answer the question, though.
That's because there is no answer to it.
They didn't vote on it. Oh, they de-unionized you?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
That sucks. That sucks to you, man. Those sons of bitches.
You should file a complaint with OSHA.
But hey, at least we're getting PTO this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad.
Penis? Never mind.
Let's say hi to our people in the chat.
Yes, I guess we'll do that. Heath, you know what to do. Start grabbing some balls.
That's a ball cup, not a ball grab.
Ball lick, whatever. So who we got in the chat room tonight? Because I forgot to click on it.
Well, there's three of us.
All right.
Not giving you guys ball cups.
Yeah, dick.
Aww. Are you going to ball cup yourself?
Hell no.
He does that. He's doing that right now. What are you talking about?
Fair enough. Hey, we got Michael Classic in the
Holy
chat.
Holy shit, someone from another show listening to us?
Hey, ball cup to you.
Hey, Heath, what does Michael Classic do on the network?
Let's see, Classic's Angels?
Oh, thank God. I was going to say, if you don't know this, Heath, you are fired.
Best thing about this site, honestly, in some places, is Classics Angels.
Well, except for me hosting this show. That's the best thing on the network.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, right now.
Exactly, yes. Shut up.
And I think he's a host on another show, but I'm trying to remember the name of that show.
It's not important. We're a better show than they are.
I'm kidding. It's Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown, Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central.
Which I finally got to meet. Big Daddy Brown.
Oh, did yeah?
You? Yes, I did.
Did you have to mop up after him?
No. Is it true he's actually only 5 feet tall?
He's like 4'11".
Oh.
And he weighs like 450 pounds.
Wow, so he's like Mr. Fuji?
Fuji wasn't that fat. He's kind of like, you remember watching the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Even Classic says we're better because we don't have Sean screwing us up.
Exactly. You remember watching the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
You remember the little girl that chews the gum and then she swallows up like a blueberry?
Yes.
That's Sean Brown.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we also got Montana Man in the chat.
Hey, ball cup.
And Mr. Richard 269.
Hey, ball cup to you.
And you know what? I gotta say this while we're doing our pre-show crap. You know, me, you, and Richard may not have done particularly well in the playoffs in our football league, but I kicked the shit out of you guys in the contingency bracket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I came in fifth place, baby. What?
Who, didn't I finish higher than you in the league, though?
Well, technically, no, you didn't, because I won the higher spot in the playoffs, so I finished in fifth.
But didn't I do better? My record, wasn't it better than yours?
Well, it was overall, but hey, you got to win the playoffs. That's when it counts.
Well, if someone would have set up the league door, not every fucking team made it, I would have made it and you wouldn't have. So, eat a dick.
That's not true. I would have finished in the sixth spot still, so I still would have been in.
Whatever. Anyway. Hey, happy football weekend, by the way. Good playoff football this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I got to watch a little bit of the games. God, I can't believe... every road team won this weekend except for Kansas City.
Yeah. And that was a heartbreaker, too.
I mean, San Diego, I mean, they stomped the Bengals in Cincinnati.
Well, in the Ice Bowl today in fucking Green Bay. I don't know what the temperature was, but that was fucking cold.
That was a close game, though, at least.
Yeah, it went down to the final field goal, so... Yeah, that's the way it should be. I've had a busy weekend of playing Grand Theft Auto 5. That's a fun fucking game. You guys want to start the show?
I guess we should. Right. You want to tell them how the show works first, though? That's usually what you do.
I know. You're getting ahead of me, Dick. So for those of you joining us, as our regular listeners, hey, welcome back. Hey, we forgot a couple of ball cups on the download. Rodfather.
Yeah, piss off.
Oh, such a dick. Leonard Taylor.
Yeah, ball cup.
Tom Fuller.
Ball cup.
Kevin Curtin.
Ball cup.
I think that's it.
Don't forget, did we get Leonard Taylor?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Jake Mullen.
And
fuck all of these, no.
Good. Good job. All right. So, yes, for our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. We're going to have some fun tonight, and it's fucking cold. So, for those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit to get through, and decent-sized list this week. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to get me off on my tangents and make it to where I can't complete my list. How long is that list? How long is my time limit? I got a one-hour time limit. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. So, I think we're good. Are we good, guys?
Montana man says the temperature there is he can't feel his legs.
It's getting close to that here. It's fucking chilly. I went out to smoke about an hour ago. Whew. That was
nuts. Wind chills are going to be getting down to possibly as low as negative 30.
It is. Refreshing in here. 7 degrees. Sorry, 6 degrees.
Yeah.
Cold. Yes.
Yes.
Very cold here. All right. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
You got that timer ready?
Yes, I do.
Let's see. I got nothing else. Adrian?
I got this rash right between
Start the timer. All right. So we got another Monday Night Down. Actually, the final Raw of 2013. I think we should...
Yeah, that's right.
We should go over that here real quick. Guys think
with Dancing Baby Big Show.
Yes, so...
Good God.
Let's recap Raw. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the win. Come on, let's get it out. All right, Monday Night Raw for December 30th, 2013. Do we want to go over the whole fucking thing, or do we just want to hit some, you know?
We'll hit the high points and the low points.
Oh, Adrian, you son of a bitch. Ain't no one want to watch this.
Everybody wants to watch that.
That's scary. And he wasn't even on Raw either.
No, he wasn't. He was too busy dancing that diaper.
He was hungover from the bottle.
Actually, I think he was one of the people that was not at Raw this week.
I believe you are correct. He was scheduled on a house show or something like that. The Rhodes brothers weren't there either.
Dude, this Raw was all about new talent for the most part.
It was. Was not a bad show.
It was actually a really good show overall, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of good matches. We're going to talk about the main event here, sure.
There was a main event?
Yeah, there was, but we'll get to that in a little bit, I'm sure.
I don't think it was good. Nothing good happened on Raw. I didn't watch it.
But we started off with CM Punk.
Yes, CM Punk comes out and does his normal thing. Basically calls out the Shield.
Yep, he does.
To put it, you know, lightly, he calls out the Shield, and they're more than happy to oblige.
And he challenges one of them to a match that isn't Dean Ambrose, because he's already proved that he's better than Dean Ambrose.
He challenged the best, and Dean Ambrose is like, you want to go? Let's go. I'll take you out this time. And he's like, no, I've already beat you, like, 27 times. And then Rollins and Reigns get into it over, you know, who's going to go after him, and then Seth Rollins is like, I'll do it. So I'm thinking we're going to start seeing some riffs. Big time. I think we called it last week, too.
Yes, and, we did.
I didn't think we'd see it the next night.
Yeah, I think we're going to see. I think it's going to stay kind of the way it is at the moment, with there just being a lot of tension. I think it's going to boil over probably, if I had to make a guess, at the Royal Rumble, when someone's going to accidentally eliminate one of the other guys.
Yeah, if these guys make it to February as a unit, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
So, Seth Rollins and CM Punk. Good match. I'll take it. I mean, it goes to show that Seth Rollins is probably the better talent out of the group.
He's a good technical wrestler.
Seth Rollins I actually have said that for quite some time, that I thought that he's the best member of the Shield as far as, like, a wrestling ability.
Yeah, but I think that the problem we run into here with Seth Rollins is it was proven, in my opinion, that Dean Ambrose is still the better talker of the group. I think he was kind of not the best on the mic. I mean, what do you guys think?
I thought he was serviceable. I mean, I'd say that he's better than Randy Orton.
Yeah, definitely better than Randy Orton.
Fuck you guys. As much shit as you guys gave me for my pick of the year last year, or my superstar of the year, just want you guys to know, he wrestled the most matches out of anyone on that roster last year. Fuck you guys.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to that.
Oh, I had the numbers crunched, and he was my superstar of the year for a reason. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
I'm saying that he can't give a good promo, is what I'm saying.
Whatever. Seth Rollins, back onto him.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's serviceable on the microphone. There's some weakness there still, a little bit, certainly. But
he's young, too.
He's good, and he's okay on the mic, and I think he's going to get better.
I mean, I don't see him getting any worse. I mean, think about it. From a year ago, we were all kind of iffy about him. But now I think, you know, any three of these guys could really, you know, really do a good job. And I think letting them out on their own, not going to be a bad thing at all. Maybe with Roman Reigns, but he needs someone to talk for him.
Seth Rollins is 27 years old.
Yeah, so he's younger than all three of us. And he's as good as he is right now. He's only going to progress in the, you know, go. Fuck, I can't talk tonight. He's only going to get better from here.
Yeah. I could agree with that.
You know, this really sucks trying to do the show this way, because normally we would just take the visual cues off of each other, and we can't do that right now.
He is actually the youngest member of the Shield, too. Both Reigns and Ambrose are 28, and Rollins is only 27.
Okay. I was going to say, I knew I had a feeling that Ambrose was pushing the late 20s, possibly 30. So, anyway, so good match. CM Punk wins, and there was some dissension outside the ring, and you know, things like that. We're really going to start seeing issues between the Shield, and if that doesn't happen tomorrow night on Raw, I'm actually going to be shocked.
You know, that's something that we actually I want to talk about for a little bit here, is the influx of younger talent that's kind of coming up right now. It's not like it was back in the early 2000s when your young guys were Orton and them, and they were seemed like they were so fresh. These guys that are like become like the new faces of Raw are like late 20s or 30, like right in that area. They're more seasoned than they used to be.
Well, and I think a lot of that has to do with NXT. Because, yeah, they had, let's see, they were with Ohio Valley in 2002, I believe. But it wasn't run by Triple H, for one. And, you know, it was, I mean, it kind of groomed them, but not like it should have. Now, when Orton came out, let's see. 2002 is when he showed up, right?
That sounds close to being right.
2002, so that was 11 years ago, ish. He's only 33 years old. Randy Orton is.
Yeah, I mean he's not old by any means, and that's not what I'm suggesting here.
No, so he was real young too. So he was younger than these guys when they showed up. So he was, let's see.
He was like the 21? Youngest champion ever at 24.
Yeah. So, maybe I think them holding off and bringing these guys up is not a bad thing.
I mean, even Xavier Woods is 27 years old.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting taught what they need to down at NXT, and then when they're ready, they're being brought up. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Oh, neither do I. It's just, it seems that they've gone with such a different change of pace with things than they were, like, say, 10 years ago.
Well, they've learned a lot in 10 years, too.
That's actually, I think, is a conversation I would like to do at some point on the show, is where we really sit down and compare the WWE 10 years ago to now. Like, what's changed and what's different?
Well, hey, you know who's planning next week's show, don't you? Not this guy.
I actually do. That's why I'm saying this now. That's probably going to be a topic next week.
Okay. So, anyway, we're going to move on from there, and what do we got? Daniel Bryan basically wants a match against Bray Wyatt. You got to beat the other guys. Blah, blah, blah. Bunch of bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Hey, this was a great match. Curtis Axel against Dolph Ziggler.
It actually was a pretty good match.
Yeah, but we had Curtis Axel in there, and we had to watch Curtis Axel in a match.
Yeah.
I can't get on board with this guy at all.
I was for a while. But I lost it. I can't anymore.
Waste. I was glad to see space. Dolph actually win a match.
Hopefully, we're going to see some wins from Dolph Ziggler this year. Hopefully, we'll see something big. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would definitely love to see it. I've been a real big fan of this guy for a couple years now. And I really would like to see him get like a decent like run at something here.
Yeah, I mean, he had his world title run last year, but that was cut short, so, you know.
Yeah, the injuries definitely really didn't help him at all on that, so.
No. And I think he pissed someone off backstage. And it was, you know, think of it kind of like the Triple H incident with the Clique.
Dolph's biggest issue is he runs his mouth about something he shouldn't say things about.
Okay, think of it like this. With the whole Triple H back in when Hall and Nash left and they did the whole Madison Square Garden thing. When it was Diesel and Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H all in the ring, and they were, you know, telling their friends goodbye, but wait, good guys and bad guys can't hang out like that. And Triple H got buried for a while. Maybe he, and then he came out smelling like roses. Maybe it's something along the lines of that. We're going to treat you like shit for a while until you learn your lesson. When you start showing responsibility, we're going to put you back on top.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a thought. Hey, side note, the, my sister got me the Triple H, Thy Kingdom Come on Blu-ray for my birth, no, for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Oh, my God, it's awesome. My wife actually sat down and watched the entire thing with me, and it wasn't one of those, I'm going to put it in, and I'm going to play it. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
I thought it too. But it wasn't one of those, I put the DVD, the Blu-ray in, and she was like, uh-huh, I'm going to sit here and play on my phone the entire time. I'm bored. It was, hey, I need to go do something. Pause this. I don't want to miss this. So, I mean, she was really, it was really, really good. If you guys want to borrow it, let me know.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see it.
And really, really good. I mean, it's not quite as good as the CM Punk one that's on Netflix, but really good.
So. Okay.
That actually is something, you know, unrelated note altogether here. I sat down and watched ROH over the weekend. I spent an hour of my time watching ROH.
Okay, why?
It was on TV, and I didn't have anything better to do. And I can't, I don't care for the production quality, because the way that it shot, it just looks bad.
It looks like we took our camcorders and we recorded the show.
But my God, it was some of the best wrestling matches I've seen. The main event was, it was a triple threat match between Michael Elgin, Adam Cole, and Jay Briscoe, I think.
All right. Is that in relation to Michael Cole?
No, I don't think so. Okay, but sure. I think Jay Briscoe was related to the Briscoe family. From, yeah.
Right, you know.
All right. Yeah, I think that there's some relationship there. I don't know. But Matt Hardy came back in this match and was in Adam Cole's corner as his mentor and helped him get the victory. But it was also when Chris Hero returned to ROH this weekend too, which was, it was really fun to watch the whole thing. A lot of great false finishes and just all kinds of good stuff happening here. And Michael Elgin might have the meanest clothesline I've ever seen.
All right. I'm gonna have to, at some point in time, start watching this.
Because, you know,
I caught it a couple months ago, and it wasn't horrible. My problem was I couldn't get over the just how shitty it looked.
You know, production-wise, I think, is the only thing that they're not as good as TNA. Everything else is better than TNA, which I know at this point, let's make jokes, it's not bad. But it was fun to watch. And the actual thing, once I was able to get past like the production quality of it, it was good. And Kevin Kelly is way better than Mike Tenay. Hell, Kevin Kelly is better than Michael Cole.
Steve Corino, doesn't he do it with Kevin Kelly too?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure who the other guy on commentary was.
I think it's Steve Corino.
I'd have to look it up and take a look, because I honestly don't know.
That's fine. Actually, I have it pulled up right now. Yeah, it is Steve Corino.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the ECW original. So, can we continue with Raw, please?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Sorry.
Okay, good.
I'm doing my job of getting off on tangents here.
Just wait till next week. Intercontinental title match. Fandango against Big E Langston, because Fandango won the something on a pole match.
Yes, yeah. He won the... Christmas present on a pole, yep. Where he got the Intercontinental title shot. We all kind of knew that he wasn't going to win. They are not deep pushing Big E yet off that title.
No, there's no reason to.
Stephanie McMahon makes a straight up wrestling match for Randy Orton versus John Cena and tries to make that seem like a big deal.
That's at the Royal Rumble.
And I think pretty much everybody could care less.
I think we are in agreement with you, Adrian. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, I could care less, too.
Yeah. Triple H had the much better announcement tonight, for sure.
And what was... We'll get into that here. Let's see. CM Punk against Roman Reigns was announced for tomorrow night's Raw.
Yes.
And then we had the New Year's Eve celebration with Bad News Barrett.
Yes.
I'm not really sure. I'm not taking the Bad News Barrett thing.
It's entertaining, but it's annoying. It's hit or miss.
I'll have to agree. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes it's just not. It was kind of dumb. I thought Mondays was kind of dumb.
I like the one from the week before though, where he raised the charity money and then took it all.
Yeah, that was actually kind of funny. And then Damian Sandow says, "If I don't win my next match, I'm going to quit." And this was a WWE app match.
And so, who does he fight?
The Great Khali. But who wins this match? Because it was a horrible. It was a horrible match, not because of Damian Sandow, but because it was the Great Khali.
Exactly.
And Damian Sandow won, but there was some controversy here.
Oh yeah.
And the Great Khali's shoulder clearly wasn't down.
Yeah. That's going to be, we might catch some flack on that, or it might just be one of those, it didn't happen thing. Yeah.
Well, no, because Brad Maddox specifically mentioned this to Stephanie and Triple H in the backstage segment. I don't know if you caught that part.
No, actually I didn't. I missed that.
Brad Maddox said, "Yes, I understand there was a mistake made, and trust me when I say it won't happen again."
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know if this is going to lead to some issues with Sandow and Maddox, or what the angle with that is, but... Yeah, was something to keep an eye on here.
All right. Another young talent wins on Raw. Up next, R-Truth against Brodus Clay.
Snore.
Yeah.
It was an okay match. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Brodus Clay fan.
No. But I did think it was funny that they played the music and distracted Brodus Clay so he could get the... get the win, you know?
Yeah, that was good. Did you get a chance,
do what?
If you got a chance, you should go back and watch the promo that Brodus Clay did on Main Event.
On Main Event?
Yeah.
I did not want, we had a link to that on the website, and I completely forgot to watch it. I was going to watch it for tonight.
It was definitely, it was a good promo. And it led to, basically, like, after the promo, like, Tensai came down, and they got into it pretty good, so I imagine we'll see a match with those two in the very near future. Yeah. I expect Brodus Clay to win, but...
Oh, yeah, there could have been so much potential between these two as just a big man tag team, and then it just kind of fizzled out, you know?
They could have been a new natural disasters, but, no.
Something like that, so it could have... I mean, they were big guys, it's not like you got fucking Primo and Epico, it's... two big guys. It's, Albert and Brodus Clay. I mean, come on. Big guys. Like, both are mean. Can be mean. We saw that. But, let's let them fizzle out. Let's let them dance. Retarded. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Hey, I know what Triple H's announcement was. Duh. I can't believe I forgot about that for a second.
Really?
The return of Brock Lesnar.
You didn't quite do it Paul Heyman-like, but close enough.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. My throat's still a little sore.
Yeah. Oh, how are you feeling, by the way, anyway?
I'm doing a lot better. I still cough. I have coughing fits every now and then, but overall not bad.
Good. You sound a lot better. You sounded like Death on last week's show.
Yeah.
So, but yes, out comes Brock Lesnar.
With Paul Heyman in tow.
You know, Heath, you were over here Monday, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here, because remember, we actually watched the whole show.
Yeah, did we have any issues with the audio during this segment?
Not that I recall.
Apparently, a lot of people had issues from starting at this segment with the audio, and I didn't notice a damn thing. There were even reports saying people with Uverse were having issues with it, and it's like, that's what I got, and I didn't hear anything, so I don't know what the hell they were smoking.
But, I don't either.
I mean, you watched it too, and you've got a Uverse as well, right, Adrian?
Yeah, I didn't have any issues. No with issues. Audio.
Okay. So Brock Lesnar shows up, and so I guess if you leave for a while and then suddenly come back, you can automatically make yourself a number one contender?
Well, I think it was in the contract that he signed to come back.
Yeah. You say tomato, I say shut the fuck up.
You know, I'm saying that it's storyline wise, but this leads me to the point here: is his number one contenders match going to be in the Elimination Chamber?
Uh huh. It could be.
Well, I mean, if it's not,
well, there's
what
not.
Does this do for the Elimination Chamber? Because if your Royal Rumble winner is going to get the title shot at WrestleMania, and Brock Lesnar's fighting for the title at Elimination Chamber. What good is the chamber match since you only have one world title now?
Hmm.
Wow, deep thought.
It is. Well, you know, he's number one contender for the title, but they didn't specify what kind of match it would be.
I totally expect it to be an Elimination Chamber match, but I could be wrong here. I think you're going to see it end up being something like Brock Lesnar, Cena, Orton. I'm going to say Sheamus will be in it. Maybe Batista and CM Punk.
All right. Sounds about right. I think, man, I don't know. Sheamus will probably be back by then.
I expect Sheamus to come back at the Royal Rumble. I still think, I don't know why, it's just my hunch. Sheamus is your Royal Rumble winner.
Nah. No, not at all. I'll let you know who I think mine is here soon. So.
Okay.
But anyway, so they call out Mark Henry. And they beat the piss out of Mark Henry, actually.
It was a good brawl to start with, but yeah, Mark Henry took that F5 outside the ring. Ooh, that looked bad.
Yeah, it does. So, it's going to be interesting. I think those two are going to collide sooner rather than later again. Then we had the Divas match. Whoop-de-doo. The heels actually won this one. Oksana. First televised win for Oksana in the year 2013.
I think that might have been the first televised win for her ever.
No, first one in 2013, though. Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to look. So, what else we got? Tribute to the Troops highlight. All right, so we'll get into the good stuff here. Because I know Adrian even wanted to talk about this. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
So he's got to fight all three members of the Shield. Not at the same time.
Family.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Not at the same time. But he has to win against, you know, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan to get to Bray Wyatt.
It's a gauntlet match.
It is.
Yes.
First match, he goes up against Luke Harper. Which one is he? Because I can't remember.
Luke Harper.
Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan's the first one. He's the one that's bald that wears the sheet mask.
No.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Luke Harper. No, he went against Luke Harper first.
Oh. So Lords of Pain is wrong. Oh.
I'm looking at Lords of Pain, and Luke Harper's listed first.
Okay, well.
Oh, okay. I see what they did.
So which one's Luke Harper? Because I can't keep the two separate.
Luke Harper's the one that doesn't wear the sheet mask.
So he's the one that looks like he should be on Duck Dynasty.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, they all three
well,
do.
Actually, well, they all kind of could be, but.
I got
gotcha. He's the one with black hair.
Okay, all right.
He's the one that isn't the ginger.
Okay. And it's not Husky Harris. Gotcha. Okay. I thought it was a good match. I mean, it's kind of what you expected.
You know, for a big guy, man, that guy can go.
He can. I mean, we had, God, suicide dives, false finishes, sit-down power bombs. I mean, it was a good, good match.
He's... On the WWE roster, I think he might do the best clothesline now. That spinning clothesline's pretty good.
Yeah. He powered out of the Yes Lock by biting Daniel Bryan, which is kind of funny. And, yeah. Then Daniel Bryan hits the running knee for the pin and wins against the first one. Next up, Eric Rowan, Sheep Boy.
Yep.
This one, I think, ended in disqualification.
Nope.
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 It was still a regular win.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, let's see, Eric Rowan threw Daniel Bryan into the steps and just beat the shit out of him for a while. And then back from the ring. How did he do it? Because I can't remember exactly how he won here. Oh, that's right. He was playing possum. He acted like he hurt his knee and then pinned, rolled him up. For the win. Ooh, what the hell is that? Hello?
I think that's on Heath's end.
Heath, what are you doing?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Good lord.
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Mute your Skype, asshole.
Yeah, dickhead, come on.
Mute your Skype, asshole.
Yeah, dickhead, come on. What the hell is he doing? Anyway, not important. So, Eric Rowan.
Technical difficulties.
Uh-huh. Eric Rowan loses to Daniel Bryan, and then he beats the shit out of Daniel Bryan, and then, you know, the match finally starts between Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt and ends in a disqualification.
And the Wyatts beat down Daniel Bryan again.
And Raw goes off the air. Okay, so let's
move on. Well, no, that's not how it ended.
It's all right. Definitely not how it ended.
Well, what did happen, oh great one?
I'm going to assume you're talking to me and not Heath. So, he basically, Bray Wyatt's telling you, you fight against us, you fight against us. You could have been one of us. And Ryan goes, I give in, I will join you, finally.
Well, he finally says, you're right.
Yes, he admitted that Bray Wyatt was right and agrees to join the Wyatt family.
Yeah. The fans obviously are not happy and are chanting, no. No, no. Kind of like the hooker that Jason Heath hired the other night. She was chanting, no, no, no. Is he back with us?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, good.
Still here.
And then basically it's like the doesn't matter how many matches you won, that he's won, and how loud the fans cheered for me. It just doesn't matter. And then he gets up and looks at Bray Wyatt and goes, I'm yours. Which was kind of a weird sexual proposal thing. And then Brian asks if he can join the Wyatts. And then he extends his hand to help Brian up, but drops it and holds his arms out. Daniel Bryan starts crawling up using Bray Wyatt's legs, which was another kind of sexual thing. And then he basically does the Sister Abigail on him. And then his two cronies help him up and start dragging him out of the ring. And partway up, he starts walking on his own. And right before they go on back, that's right about the time your DVR went out, wasn't it, Adrian?
Yeah.
And then right before they go back, he kind of teases that he's not going to do it. The fans are all chanting, no, no, no. And he's like, he was torn. But then
he really was.
Then he drops his head, turns, and then walks him back with him. And then Raw goes off the air. Final Raw of 2013 ended like that.
And honestly, everybody's jaw was just dropped down to the floor.
It was a good ending to Raw. It was a very tease that leads into next week, this week, with questions to be answered. Is Brian going to be able to convince the Wyatts to go after the authority? Is he going to be a pawn for the Wyatt family to use only? There's a lot of questions here.
I don't think it's too obvious to just say he's joined the Wyatts. There's something that's going to happen here. And I'm thinking he's going to somehow convince him to go after the authority. And then that's how he's going to come out smelling like roses in this.
So do you think he somehow tries to use the Wyatts to help him win the Royal Rumble?
I don't know what they're going to... I don't know. I don't know. Montana Man. Go ahead.
There's just so many questions here to answer. And I'm just not sure.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I don't know what's going to happen with them. I don't. It's kind of, everything lately has been so black and white, you know, oh, this is what's going to happen, that's going to happen. And this is the first time in a while that I'm just like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. The look on both of our faces when we were watching there, we were both like totally flabbergasted. It's like, what happened?
Montana Man says from the pictures he's seen, it looks like Brian's a trash man now.
Yeah, have you not seen it yet?
I saw the picture. I think someone posted it on the group page.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Crittenden that did that.
Yeah, he looks like a trash man. And not a bad look, really, for him. I don't think it is. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do for him? So
still Duke the Dumpster Drosky's gimmick?
Well, I mean, if it's there, why not? You know, they probably had it laying around him back and just had to hem it up a little bit to make it small enough.
It's time to take out the trash.
All right.
Lovely.
So that's pretty much Raw.
Yeah. And let's jump into our What Stinks this week. How about that, guys?
Okay.
I'll go first.
All right.
You know, there wasn't a lot of What Stinks I can say for this week, but I guess I had to pick one. How about it's the lame announcement that the main event is going to be a regular match between John Cena versus Randy Orton at Royal Rumble?
Yeah, I can't agree with you because, I mean, I can't disagree with you because, I mean, they just had a TLC match, so you're just going to book them in a regular match? Makes a whole lot of sense. Good job, guys.
Exactly.
All right, Heath.
Hey, we know you've seen this match about 1,000 times before, but hey, here it is.
And we're going to make you pay for it.
Right.
All right, Heath, you're up.
All right. My What Stinks, really?
Your
Another
ass?
Match with the Great Khali.
All right. Sick and tired of seeing the Great Khali on Raw, are we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. He's not that good of a wrestler.
No,
I don't care
shit.
If he's a big person. He's not a good wrestler.
I can't say that I disagree with you on that one either. All right, here's mine. You were right, Adrian. There's a lot of good stuff on Raw. There's not my spelling. Oh, shit. Fuck you, Adrian. There wasn't a whole lot of bad things on Raw Monday. However, there was one thing that kind of I didn't like. Really didn't like it. And my What Stinks this week was the New Year's Eve party with Bad News Barrett.
Okay.
To me, I just thought it was dumb and pointless. You know.
Yeah.
Montana Man says Ric Flair, his What Stinks is Ric Flair going to be in Raw tomorrow. That's his.
Yeah, that's, you know, Ric Flair's a legend. And I'm okay with him being there for old school Raw once or twice a year.
Yeah, not bad. All right. You guys want to move on?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. You dig it, sucker.
All right. Who's going first?
I went first last time. Someone else go first.
All right, Heath, go.
Who go first?
You go first.
You go first?
You go first.
Well, shoot, we've kind of actually covered a lot of things that I would even think of trying to use for Can You Dig It?
All right.
We'll use
just like, well, you know, of course, we're going to be starting to see more dissension in the ranks of the Shield.
All right. Well, I got mine then. Hold on. I got a good one. Hey, Can You Dig It? The winner of the 2014 Royal Rumble. Batista.
I cannot dig it.
Really?
You know what? I can.
Gentlemen's bet on this, Adrian?
Sure.
$1?
Fine.
All right.
I'll take the field. You take Batista.
I will. I think it'll be Batista that wins this. This is his final run. So they're leaning towards Brock Lesnar and Batista at the Royal Rumble. So WrestleMania. So
you see, that match is so big on its own. You don't need it for the title, man.
Huh? It's kind of like last year with The Rock and John Cena, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Adrian?
Yeah. Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, because the names in the match are fairly big. No, because we've never seen this match before. So it doesn't need the extra oomph of the title. The thing with John Cena and The Rock last year is he needed the title involved because we saw the same match last year. And without the title there, it's just the same match.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we had Goldberg and Lesnar at WrestleMania that year, and they were both going away, both leaving, and everyone knew they were leaving. The fans shit on that match, but that was one of those, you know, that should have been something good, but neither one of them wanted to get hurt before they left. I hope this one doesn't end up like that. However, Lesnar's been, I want to say he's really turned it up for his matches this year that he's had. I mean, it's Brock Lesnar. He's never looked great, but they're not looking horrible. You know?
Yeah.
So, that's my what's... That's my Can You Dig It.
Okay.
All right. Adrian, go.
All right. Can You Dig It? Xavier Woods wins a title before the end of 2014.
Oh, I'll take that shit. He'll win one of the mid-card titles, definitely. Actually,
I don't know if he's going to win the tag team titles with R-Truth, or if he's going to win one of the Intercontinental or the U.S. title, but I think he wins one of those three belts.
I don't think he'll win the Intercontinental title. Well, he could, but I don't see him taking it off of Big E anytime soon. I think those tag titles are ripe, though. I think they're ripe for the picking, and I think him and Truth could do it.
Against the Rhodes Boys?
Oh, I don't know. Just sometime 2014.
Yeah, I'm going to take my own on this one. I think that he's definitely... he's excellent talking, which they value a lot. And he seems to be a really good in-ring performer, so...
Yeah. All right. I don't think we had anything from chat tonight. Because they haven't posted anything. And Heath is kind of, you know, fucking around with his, so.
He's busy playing himself, looking at porn.
He probably is looking at porn. That's why he had to stop earlier. He was close.
Well, here's what happened is that he saw a picture of a guy mopping the floor and he just had to whip it out.
Fuck you.
No, even with your mop.
Jeez.
So, I gotta ask a question. Do you put a condom on the end of the mop first?
He looks at the mop. Hold on. He looks at the mop and he's like...
Hey, baby.
I picture... I picture that he starts serenading the mop with, like, Air Supply, I'm All Out of Love.
Oh, God. Hey, Adrian, what was your New Year's resolution?
Outside of the show, to not make fun of Heath.
Okay, just checking.
So I'm getting it in when I can on the show, and then I'm done.
Understandable. Okay. I think we're going to restart this one here. All right. Let's take a look at the bet, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Let's not.
Oh, I love looking at this thing.
I don't. It's not what anymore.
My wife says when I take my pants off, too. Ooh, I love looking at that thing. Coming out of the first...
Olay!
Coming out of the first SmackDown of the New Year, closing out the week, we've got Team Jizzmopper, 138. You are losing points. You're losing points faster than a hooker loses their... I don't know. I lost it there. Adrian, you're 186. Came out of nowhere. That's what she said. To take second place. And yours truly is at 244. Suck it, bitches.
Wow.
So we're not betting anything this time. I had a killer week. You had a decent week, Adrian. And Heath, you lost 6 points.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Anyone want to make any moves?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I would like to drop.
All right.
I'm going to say... I can't believe I'm going to... No, I'm saying where I'm at right now. Sorry.
All right, Heath. You've got John Cena, Natalya, Fandango, Mark Henry, and Rey Mysterio.
Good grief.
Weakest performing member on your team right now is Fandango with 7 points. And Rey Mysterio has gotten you 7 points.
Yeah, Let us... I'm going to drop Fandango.
All right, who are you picking up?
Question is, who is available?
Well, you name again, I'll tell you if he's taken.
Well, let's see. Somebody's got Daniel Bryan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I've got Daniel Bryan, Punk, Orton, Big E, and Big Show. Adrian's got the Rhodes Boys, Bray Wyatt, AJ, and R-Truth.
I'm going to pick up Xavier Woods.
All right.
See, he was the guy I almost picked up.
Well, you should have. All right.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to take a gamble here.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to pay off or not, but I'm going to drop AJ.
All right, 4.
I'm going to pick up Damian Sandow.
All right. All right, sounds good, guys. What do we want to do next? I got a whole list of shit still. How much time I got left, Heath?
Let's see. You are sitting at, a little over 17 minutes.
Ooh, not doing too bad at all. All right, so then we're going to move on.
All right, what do we got? We got to do the Heath game still.
That's what I'm booting up. It's America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jam the... No, what is it? Jam the Jizzmopper? Is that what we call
jam
it?
Jam the Jizzmopper.
Or, no, Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams, that's right. Jams. Only it's not Jizz Jams this week.
No. So we have changed the rules this week. We've changed the format of the show. Here's how the new show is going to... Now, this isn't an every week thing. This is just going to be an every now and then scenario. I totally ripped this idea off of Classic and Dan. When they did... They went out and bought the WWE Trivia Mania game. Which I was looking at for a while. And Heath picked it up for us to use on the show. So, I've got 9 randomly selected questions here, Heath. No, you don't have to do all 9. However, what you do have to do is you have to successfully guess 3 out of 3 on these. Because
yes.
They're a lot easier. Now it's broken down into genre. We've got the classics, attitude era, and the modern era. And then each one of those has their own subcategory. The big events, the championships, and the superstar bio. So that's kind of one of those as an example. What of a superstar bio? Which superstar debuted in 2012 calls himself the intellectual savior of the masses? That would be
Damian Sandow.
Okay, so that's how this works. That's just how the superstar bios work, okay? Alright. Are you ready, Heath?
I am ready.
Okay, so you have to...
Are you out of the chat?
I am out of the chat. Clicked it off.
Alright. Can we verify, Adrian?
No, it still shows him logged in. But I think it just does that no matter what.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If I find out you're cheating, I'm going to castrate you.
Yeah, I'm not cheating.
All right. So you have to pick numbers 1 through 9.
You have.
What the hell is that?
Your mom.
Whatever.
All right. Go with 7.
That's what I have to say about you, Adrian. Okay. Number 7.
Yes.
Should I tell him the category and the subcategory, or just tell him the question, Adrian?
Tell him the era, but not the category.
Classic era.
Oh, great.
What future WWE manager and Hall of Famer teamed with Professor Tanaka to win the World Tag Team Championship 3 times in the 1970s? Your time starts now. And you get, 10 seconds on this, so...
Wow, this is Mr. so Fuji. Easy.
Oh my god, you got it right. Right at the buzzer.
Yeah!
Alright. Fuck. Alright, that was question 1. Go for it, Heath. Okay. Pick another one.
Go with number 3.
Number 3. This is from the Attitude Era.
Okay.
Who did Stephanie McMahon defeat to win her only WWE Women's Championship back in 2000? And your time starts.
That's a little tougher.
Now.
Is that China?
Judges?
Oh, the correct answer, Trish Stratus. Damn it.
Montana Man got it.
Jacqueline, I didn't realize that. Okay.
All right, and just for shits and giggles, Heath, pick your third one.
Okay, 5.
This one also comes from the Attitude Era. What okay. boxer faced Bart Gunn in a Brawl for All match at WrestleMania 15?
Oh, that's the easy one.
Shoot, I don't even remember who that boxer was.
Are you fucking serious?
Nah.
The correct answer was Butterbean.
Okay, yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that'll... It has been. Alright, so Adrian.
Yes.
Let's see here. I believe you wanted to talk about this gentleman a little bit, so go for it.
Yes, the return of Batista. I'm actually kind of excited, even though I wasn't the biggest Batista fan before.
Okay.
But his return has me excited just because...
Just because?
It's I really think that this match that I'm hoping they're aiming towards with Brock Lesnar, it turns out to be, like, the ball that I want it to be.
We can hope, and I really do hope, that that's what's going to happen. Because the only... Man, if it's Goody Two-Shoe, like, Batista, I can't fucking take it. But if it's going to be, you know, just douchebag, you know, heel Batista...
I hate you, Batista!
I hate you, too. I was actually looking for that sound clip, but I can't find it. If that's the Batista that's coming back, I'm all for it. But I don't want it to be face Batista.
I predict... If Brock Lesnar goes into... If John Cena isn't the one that would face Brock Lesnar at Elimination Chamber, if it's Orton, Lesnar's going to be the face. What if Batista helps Orton retain the title against Lesnar?
Hmm.
Setting up their match at WrestleMania.
All right.
Ooh. Yeah, because think of it this way. You got Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista, all former members of Evolution.
Too bad they couldn't have old school Raw be on January 20th.
God, would it not be awesome if you could get a match, and I say this as a triple threat match, but it would be pretty epic, if Punk... realign himself with Heyman in that situation. So you could get Batista and Triple H against Punk and Lesnar with Heyman.
Ooh. That might be a good match.
I mean, granted, at this point, I doubt it really happens, but man, that would... Look, I know, Paul, that we don't get along, and I don't like you, and you probably don't like me anymore, but these assholes need to pay.
All right, that actually could be pretty good. I would like to see that, actually.
I think we're going to get Punk versus Triple H, though, at WrestleMania.
Probably. I hope it's good. I really, really do. All right, are you done talking about him?
You know, that's really all I have on this at this point, yeah. All
right. I do have some sad news to pass along.
Oh, what's going on?
Hall of Famer Mae Young recently has been admitted to home hospice.
Oh man, that's not good.
No, her kidneys are in the process of shutting down, and she's currently on oxygen. And so, unfortunately, it looks like Mae Young will her days are, to put it bluntly, numbered. And our thoughts and prayers go out to Mae Young and the family of Mae Young. And you know.
We wish them well in all their future endeavors.
Wasn't quite going to go there, but whatever. Anyway, okay, so we're done with the sadness.
Yeah.
All right. Let's cover some news.
All right. So what we got this week?
Do we want to do real news first, or do we want to do fake news first?
Go ahead and do your real news first.
All right, my real news.
Wasn't that the Mae Young thing? Wouldn't that have been real news?
That kind of is real news, yeah, but that was more a, you know, I don't know, just trying to be serious for once in the show's history. I can't find my news. Oh, well, I know one news story we're going to hit. Hey, all right. Adrian, if you wanted to go catch a taping of Impact. Do you know where you would go to find that taping?
Well, I think they went back to Orlando, didn't they?
But in the year 2000, if you want to go, say, March, where would you go to watch TNA?
Oh, I guess I'd go to Florida. I'd go to Orlando.
You would be incorrect.
What?
Yeah. Heath, do you know where they're going to start taping Impact from?
Dixie Carter's basement?
Well, Heath, you don't know. The funny thing is, neither does TNA. Apparently, when they came back to the Impact Zone at Universal, they can't secure any dates in 2014 because they are all already booked up.
Wow.
So they're being kind of forced to take Impact on the road.
Interesting.
After they lost their ass on it. Ruh-roh. It's another reason why TNA is going down the crapper.
Well, TNA, I've got some bad news for you. Then that goes along my fake news story.
Okay, give me just a second here. Let me check any other news. Oh, Old School Raw tomorrow night.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. They talked about Ric Flair going to be on there. And
so does that mean we're going to have, the old school wrestling bars? You know, as far as
guard railing? Oh, yeah, it's going completely old school.
Yes.
And the King and Michael Cole and JBL, they're not going to be sitting there in the nice comfy seats. They're going to be in the folding chairs. It's going to be old school.
Nice.
The Raw set's going to be, the old Raw set's going to be in there. You know. Yeah, cool.
Maybe they should have a cage match and bring back the blue cage.
I don't think that'll happen.
That'd be awesome if they did, though.
They used to hate that cage. Other than that, there's not really a whole lot of news. Edge isn't going to be there tomorrow, so let's jump into the fake news. Adrian, what's your fake news story?
Well, Wade Barrett delivers bad news to TNA.
Oh, really?
Professional wrestler and habitual doomsayer Wade Barrett recently visited Nashville headquarters of Total Nonstop Action Wrestling to deliver a grim prognosis for 2014. I've got some bad news for you, Barrett, who has become known as Bad News Barrett, told TNA President Dixie Carter. Barrett spent the next 15 minutes delivering a brutally honest series of predictions about what the next year will hold for TNA, which has faced continually dwindling relevance in the professional wrestling landscape. Barrett did not candy coat his address of TNA brass, using phrases like squashed into irrelevance by the McMahon monopoly, and long-lasted deleterious effects of the Hogan-Bischoff era, and the chronic misuse of Samoa Joe. Barrett said his bitter medicine was a tough pill to swallow for TNA executives, but they insisted that it needed to be heard. Dixie Carter later reported, while she appreciated Barrett's frankness and constructive criticism, she also said he could have been, he didn't have to be such a dick about it.
Oh, God. All right, so my news story here.
All right,
you ready for a little bit of controversy here?
Sure.
Let me take a drink. Hold on.
All right.
Dr. Pepper. All right.
You're welcome.
World Wrestling Entertainment is once again at the center of controversy amid criticisms that its annual Tribute to the Troops show has a strong pro-American bias. The Federal Communications Commission has filed a grievance against the company, stating that the lopsided and non-objective program does not convey an accurate picture of geopolitical military issues. Considering that WWE purports to be an international company, the first W stands for world after all, we find this skewed picture of military service dishonest and disturbing, says an FCC document. Every December since 2003, WWE has hosted the Tribute to the Troops event as a way to entertain and thank men and women who signed up for military service. But the program is being criticized for focusing almost entirely on American soldiers, despite being broadcast in 120 countries around the world, including many where the U.S. military is stationed. The FCC intends to ban the chanting of USA, USA at such events to replace by a more politically correct chant, country, country.
Wow.
Really?
Uh-huh. Good job, WWE.
Unbelievable.
Hey, actually, there's a, you got anything else? You don't have anything, Heath, do you?
No, I sure don't.
Okay. Adrian, Mr. Leonard Taylor posted on the group page yesterday A couple days ago, maybe. I don't remember. Okay. Basically, how much time we got left, Heath?
Less than 3.5 minutes.
Fuck, we're not going to finish this. We're going to have to go, we're going to have to go a little bit of overtime, because we got that list that we want to cover, too.
All right, fine.
All right. He posted on there, and I got to get it pulled up here, so bear with me just a second. Basically, God damn it, hurry up. It is cold in my basement right now. Just so you know.
Dude, it's cold in my house right now.
It's cold everywhere.
It's really cold here.
Okay. Except Florida.
All right, he was talking with a friend, and
we're down to 4 degrees up here.
Yeah, it's probably like 60 in my basement, if that. He was talking to a friend about how cool it would be to shock everyone and have AJ Styles win the Royal Rumble, but he brought up a good point that WWE doesn't surprise their fans with talent acquisitions. They always have to tease it weeks, sometimes months in advance, and he brought up the Wyatts, RVD, Batista, etc. It makes me wonder, why doesn't the WWE want to do this anymore? He missed teaser videos and mass speculation on who it could be, or could it be the WWE is done trying because the internet wrestling community always spoils the surprise. So, what do you think?
Well, I mean, on this one here, there's a lot of truth in that, but I don't think that they there's some instances where they don't do that. They still try to do that sometimes, though.
Well, but yeah, but they don't bring someone in like that they really signed to a contract. We'll get the surprise one-off appearances like Kevin Nash a few years ago or Rob Van Dam a couple years ago. We'll get the surprise return guys like that. But when was the last time that they brought someone in at the Royal Rumble that, you know, they just signed and here they are showing up at the company? And they're
still around. You mean like as a one-night-only thing? Or more than a one-night-only thing?
Yeah.
I'm
struggling trying to think of someone. So, I mean, I don't know why they don't. Dude, that would be awesome if they did something like that. But I don't understand why they wouldn't. Why they don't, you know?
Well, the reason that they don't is you can't draw money to the event by having that surprise person make their debut. If you advertise that they're going to make their debut there, then people will tune in to see it.
Well, but if you can build the card up good enough, like, you know, if they could have really done it good with something with John Cena and Randy Orton, people are going to buy it regardless. So why don't you put possibly some emphasis on building a good card and then throw this in as a bonus?
Well, here's the thing, is one of the things about the Royal Rumble is that you get surprise appearances and people that you don't know are going to be in it. I mean, for the last few years, we got the Kevin Nash return in it, which was good. We had the, it's a couple years back now, but remember when RVD showed up?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere for what, one night only to be in the Rumble?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Right.
So, I mean, whenever the stuff like that happens occasionally, I mean, it's good.
But then we got years where all three of the fucking commentators were in the Royal Rumble, which is horseshit, you know?
Do you think they're going to give a spot in the Rumble this year to Jake the Snake?
I don't think so. I'd like to see, but I don't think they will.
It depends on if they do the 40-man again or not.
Yeah, I mean, the year that they did the 40-man was the year that all three of the commentators got in the Rumble. So they were hurting for people. So if they do another 40-man, it's possible, but I think they're going back to a 30-man Rumble.
Just well, they have the last couple years anyway.
Yeah, just because, I mean, that was a lot of stress on the ring. So I read an article, it was about the company that actually makes the rings, and they had to build a special ring for the 40-man Rumble, just because of the massive amounts of weight that could be in there. Also, they last year, this is an interesting article, at WrestleMania when it was outdoors in New York, they had special heaters put in that ring. And the ring posts were actually heaters too, and they were blowing heat onto the ring in case it got too cold. Interesting.
Ah, interesting.
So, I see where you're going from on this point, Adrian. Where if they don't advertise it, they're not going to make money off of it.
You could also argue that AJ Styles isn't a big enough name to draw buys.
Man, I think if they brought AJ Styles in, they'd get more people. Maybe not more, but possibly, some more people watching. It's not like they're bringing up, hey, Adrian Masters is here, or, oh God, Bo Dallas. We'll use him as an example. It's not like it's Bo Dallas. Oh, whoopty fuck. It's AJ Styles. I don't watch TNA normally, but I like AJ Styles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one. I can see the pros to doing it, and I also see the negatives of not doing it, too.
I think we'll just see what happens at the Rumble. I mean, I don't expect AJ Styles, but, they might surprise us with someone, but I don't think we're going to see someone come back more than just a one-night-only thing. And that's what I hate, is I would love to see them, fuck. Who else is out there that not going to happen, but, they acquire Samoa Joe and he debuts, and he's there for a long haul. I'd love to see that. They could have saved Batista, but instead they announced it.
Well, the reason they did that, though, is because that a couple places already blew that Batista was showing up.
Yeah, I know. I think if that hadn't gotten blown, he would have actually done that. And I think that's the other thing, too, is that it's so hard to keep stuff secret nowadays with the internet being the way it is.
Yeah, and that's part of it, definitely.
I remember as a kid, I was in junior high. I actually used to get a wrestling dirt sheet. I was on a mailing list for it, and I would actually get... It's kind of like what we have now on the internet, like Lords of Pain and stuff like that, mailed to me. It's kind of cool. I thought I was in the loop. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one more thing to cover tonight before we call it quits, just because I don't want to put it off again.
You know what? We can do that on my show next week. I don't care. Yeah. I would rather do this when we're all there and face-to-face. I'm saying that.
Okay, so we'll save it. I'll give everyone a teaser.
You know what? Hang on. I do have to call this out now that we're actually done. Yes, you kicked his ass, but I put your ass in seventh place, Richard, so eat that shit.
So we are going to be doing are we just doing five, or are we doing the full 10?
We'll do five, because there's some other stuff I want to talk about. I do also want to do that comparison of then and now.
All right. So next week is Adrian's week. He thought he'd be a shit on a few weeks ago and post who the better host was of the show. And
it was me, clearly.
Yeah, by a vote. And he won that poll. So I told him if he won the poll, he was going to have to do a show. And he won the poll. So next week's show is the Adrian Master Special. So we're going to have fun with that. So what we're going to do, each of us are going to have our top five retired wrestlers that should be managers. You got that, Heath? You got your homework assignment?
Yes.
Don't fuck it up this time.
Retired wrestlers that we think should be managers.
Got it. Yes. I think we're done then.
Richard actually wants to know if he can get in on that for next week. Sure. Sure. You can be in on it. Try to have it more prepared than your article. Oh, hashtag burn.
Oh.
Hold on.
You have the right to remain burned.
Can't remember the last time we saw an article from Richard.
Oh,
did he actually put it out this week like I told him he needed to?
I don't know. I thought he was sick or something. When isn't he sick? Oh, maybe he did get it out. I don't remember. I know Kyle Robinson had a new article out. And I think we're working on a...
he got it out, so we will plug Richard this week.
All right, so Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network? Because we actually got a little bit of news for the network, but I don't...
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a little bit of news for the network, and let's see. Trying to see if I can figure it out. We've got... shit. I don't have the information. We're going to have a new show starting up, I believe, maybe this Tuesday.
I believe it is, yeah.
And it's a TNA podcast. And I feel like shit because I don't have more information on it in front of me. Technical difficulties.
Well, we know that it's going to be hosted by, I think it's the guy's name is Jake.
I thought it was David.
David, sorry.
Yeah. It's a Talk TNA podcast. And they are coming to the network, I believe, Dance of Tuesday. So that's a new show for the network. There we go.
If you're TNA fans, right. if you enjoyed talking TNA, these guys are really good. So definitely check out their show.
I think, did you get a chance to listen to them?
I have not yet, no.
All right, I actually listened to a little bit of the show. It's a good show. I think they're going to be a good fit here on the network. And, hey, like I said, we're adding some new shows. We have another new show that it's going to be a pre-recorded show. So exactly if it's going to air, I'm not sure. But Jake Mullen and Omar Kamal have a show called The Wrestling Niche. And I believe...
Is it called Omar and the Douchebag?
That is actually what it's called, Omar and the Douchebag.
Okay.
And that is... you can find them on iTunes. And I believe you'll be able to download them via our website, twrnetwork.com. But that is... correct me if I'm wrong, Adrian. But that's where they go and watch old shit and critique it. For the
that
most
is
part.
Correct, yeah. They watch old pay-per-views and watch it, and it's entertaining. Kind of.
Yeah, if you can stand Aussies.
If you can understand what the hell Jake Mullins is saying.
What else we got, Adrian? Show-wise.
Well, there's the FTW podcast, which is a feature podcast on our site. And you can also check them out live Tuesday at FTW.
Fanstalkwrestling.com?
Fanstalkwrestling.com. Thank okay. you, sorry. You can join them at Tuesday nights at 8, 7 Central. And Wednesday night, as we covered earlier, Shooting from the Hip. 9 o'clock, 8 Central with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Sean Oompa Loompa Brown. That's obviously a good show. Close personal friends with him. And like we said, Heath met Sean Brown at work, so he had to mop up after him.
If you listen to the show, they actually say that I'm their favorite host on the R-Bomb.
Well, they are obviously drunk when they do their shows, so that's okay.
Yeah, apparently.
Hey, you know what? I am okay with being the voice of the drunk people.
You would be. You know, and every Wednesday, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna listen to their show, and something always fucking comes up. I can't get on their goddamn show, or I can't listen to the show. The one time I had a chance to, and I was late, and I'm like, God damn it. So, caught it at the very end. So, Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
They can email Richard. Richard is now in charge of our complaint department, so just email Mr. 269 Richard, and he will take care of your needs.
Wow. we
and he's okay with that, so we're good.
Did you get him signed up for those gay porn sites?
As I did.
Okay, good.
And I got a meeting up with like amputee dating sites.
Sweet. BBC, iHeartBBC.com. Anyway, seriously, Adrian, if someone has a problem or someone wants to send us a question, or what can they do?
Well, they can talk to us on Facebook, or they can send us a message at our email address at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Like you said, you can find us on Facebook. Hit that like button. Go to twrnetwork.com. Find us on Facebook. You can type in TWR Network.
Hell, you can message Adrian Masters directly, and I'll give you a handy. Wait, no, I'm sorry. You can message Jason Heath, and he'll give you a handy.
There
I'm
you
sorry.
Go. Well, now I got to send the message to the right person here. Hold on. Okay. And then you can also find us on iTunes, and go ahead and subscribe to us on there, and give us a review.
We got any new reviews on iTunes recently? I haven't been on there to look.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Not that I've seen lately. So if you give us a review, we can try to, you know, Heath might do something special for you. He might. He'll
shove his mop in inappropriate places.
Hey, baby.
And so, yeah, I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah, that about wraps it up.
So our big loser this week, as usual, Jason Heath.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So what's our song this week, buddy?
Well, you know, there's three of us.
Yeah, we're a fucking tripod.
You know, hey, we can easily make a band.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, no. Well, at least it's not Richard.
You're right. Are we really going to have to play the three-man band music, Heath?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes.
I hate you guys. I'm going to love it when I'm not in charge next week. So anyway, I guess I'll play it since you're the big loser this week. So, I guess, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters, saying olay.
And the juice mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we will try to do this again. Oh, and you know what? I just want to put out a big thank you real quick before we go tonight. Just want to thank all of our people for listening. And,
yes.
You know, downloading the show, because without you guys, we would be kind of bored doing this. And everyone joining us in the chat. We had fun tonight. Good luck in trying to dig yourselves out, guys, if you guys have to leave tomorrow. I don't. I might have to help dig my wife out tomorrow, but it'll be fun. So
I'm supposed to. I don't know if I'm actually going to do it or not, but I'm supposed to.
Well, good luck. Hopefully, I'll see you guys over here tomorrow for Raw.
I'm planning on trying to come down for Raw. So,
do what, Heath?
I will not be there.
What do you got? What the hell you got playing tomorrow? Huh?
I got plans.
Uh huh.
And what's his name?
Answer the question.
That's right. Get it in while you can.
What's his name?
Because outside of the show, you can't.
And you know, Heath, you want to know what the funny thing is? No one asked me what my New Year's resolution was. So why don't one of you guys ask me real quick?
What was your New Year's resolution, Jason?
My New Year's resolution was to actually pick on Jason Heath more, both on the show and outside of the show.
Wow, so you're looking to move up to number one.
I have to. I lost my spot.
Okay.
So, anyway, like I said.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You love it, Heath. You know you do. Anyway, right.
Nope.
Can we finish the fuck up with our goodbyes so we can get off here?
All right, yeah. So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
Toodles!
We're a three-man band!